In today's show, one more Bitcoin price dip. Bitcoin may fall again before a slow grind up, warns the analyst. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis as Bitcoin near rebounds to $50,000. And as Mikhail Vinay Pop reminds us here, the bottom is in. And Tech Dev shared this a couple of months back. Every Bitcoin cycle in history has ended with a red month, followed by two or three very green months. And the Peter Schiff trolling continues in response to Nayib Bukele purchasing the dip for El Salvador. Peter Schiff wrote, "How much taxpayer money do you intend to waste?" And Bukele responded, "None. We're already in the green from our last purchase in less than 24 hours. You know, Boomer, we have 44,000 ounces of gold in our reserves. We're at $79 million, down 0.37%. from a year ago. If we had sold it a year ago and bought Bitcoin, it would now be valued at $204 million. And this just in, breaking news, BitMart hacked for $200 million following the Ethereum and Binance smart chain exploit. That's right, over 20 tokens got hacked, including $100 million on the Ethereum blockchain and $96 million on the Binance smart chain. Also in today's show, I'll be sharing the 2021 crypto highlights of the year, as well as five crypto predictions for 2022 published by Van Eck. We'll also be discussing if the Bitcoin price can rise tenfold, hitting that $560,000 target as ARK Invest Kathy Wood predicts will happen by 2026. Also be sharing this fractal, which suggests a $320,000 Bitcoin price by May 2022. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major altcoins are currently pumping back in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All I need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees, claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. We're seeing a nice recovery here this morning with Bitcoin on the cusp of smashing that critical 50K resistance, but Bitcoin fell suddenly below 47,000 yesterday on December 4th, losing nearly 20% in 24 hours, making it the biggest one-day drop since May 15th, when the Bitcoin price momentarily came down to nearly $33,000. How many of you bought the dip like Nayib Bukele and seized the day? Let me know in the comments below. The market price of Bitcoin fell down 26.4% from week-long support of 57,000 to go down to 42,000 before recovering back to where we're currently at, just under $50,000. And according to Glassnode, the Bitcoin market experienced $1.3 billion in total liquidations in the past hour, with $735 million liquidated in Bitcoin longs on this drop, as pointed out right here by CoinGlass. And as a result, Bitcoin's bear market cancels out the two-month-long bull market since September 29th, where Bitcoin soared over 63% to attain an all-time high of nearly $70,000 by November 8th. However, numerous Bitcoin analysts, including Tech Dev, point out a similar trend with Bitcoin's price action. For every year, as he points out here on crypto Twitter, every Bitcoin cycle in history has ended with a red month, followed by two or three very green months. And last month of October was that red month. So if history is to repeat, we can expect a very bullish December close this year in 2021, just as we saw for 2011, 2013, and 2017. And another reason for Bitcoin's two-month low bearish streak can also be attributed to mainstream resistance from U.S. regulators that have invited the CEOs of prominent crypto exchanges, including FTX and Binance U.S., for a hearing on crypto assets. On the other hand, some believe that the price action of Bitcoin can now stabilize following the decline, wiping out the weak hands, right? For example, CEO of crypto educational platform 8 Global, Mikhail Vinay Pop, shared the following on crypto Twitter: "The bottom is in. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. And despite concerns surrounding volatility and non-compliance with traditional financial practices, Bitcoin continues to rise as a viable asset for jurisdictions with unstable economies. Following in the footsteps of El Salvador, the government of Zimbabwe is considering the mainstream use of Bitcoin. That's right, the permanent secretary and head of the Office of the President and Cabinet's e-government technology unit confirmed that discussions with businesses already underway. Let's go Zimbabwe. And according to him, the authorities intend to develop regulations to protect consumers against financial threats such as unregistered cross-border transfers, externalization of money, and money laundering. So there you have it. And checking out the latest from Nunya Business, he wrote, open interest flushed enough. And Rec Capital shares, Bitcoin is just below the 200-day exponential moving average right now. An on-chain analyst, William Clemente, shares the following. Open interest being built up for weeks, plus a regime of positive funding and low weekend liquidity, meaning thin order books, gave a perfect storm for a long liquidation cascade. These four sells executed into thin books, thus the drawdown. And Lex Mavosky shares here. So here's the plan. We bounce, get sold off. You guys start unpacking that $20,000 charts. Yes, amidst record liquidity, but surely you'll get filled. We dip one more time. Crypto Twitter loses its ish and sell more, but it miraculously gets bought up. Consolidation, a slow grind up. Now, President Nayib Bukele, in case you missed the memo, he announced El Salvador just bought the dip, 150 coins at an average USD price of $48,670. And a few minutes later, he wrote, missed the effing bottom by 7 minutes. And then, of course, we had the notorious troll, Peter Schiff, chime in and say, how much taxpayer money do you intend to waste? And his own son, Spencer, responded, my dad's reply is your signal to buy more, which leads us to this throwback tweet from Peter Schiff back in November of 2018. Don't make the mistake of thinking that buying Bitcoin below $3,800 is a bargain just because the current price is better than 80% below its record high. Bitcoin's price could easily drop another 80% from here. And at $750, it would still be expensive. So there you have it. Never listen or take financial advice from Peter Schiff. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitmart hacked for $200 million following an Ethereum and Binance Smart Chain exploit. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, everything is recovering nicely with Bitcoin up almost 4.5% for the day, trading above 49,400 and on the cusp of testing that critical 50K resistance. We have ETH up 7%, trading above $4,200, continuing to outpace Bitcoin when it comes to market dominance. We have Solana up 2%, trading at about $197. Luna up a whopping 30%, trading just under $34. And Matic up a whopping 20%, trading at $2.18. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Crypto exchange Bitmart lost nearly $200 million in a hot wallet comprised hosted over the Ethereum and Binance Smart Chain blockchains. The $200 million Bitmart hack was first revealed by PeckShield, a blockchain security and data analytics company that initially identified a transfer of roughly $100 million over the Ethereum blockchain. And further investigation from the team revealed a concurrent hack of $96 million over the crypto exchanges, Binance Smart Chain's reserves. As you can see here, he shared on crypto Twitter, total estimated loss $200 million, $100 million on Ethereum, and $96 million on the Binance chain. Previously, we only counted the loss on Ethereum, and here is the list of affected assets slash amounts on the Binance chain. As you can see here, there's SafeMoon, we have Baby Doge, and the list continues of coins that were hacked. So yeah, the hackers made away with literally a mix of over 20 tokens and sizable amounts of meme coins such as Baby Doge, Floki, and Moonshot were also compromised in the hack. And according to PeckShield, the hack was a straightforward case of a transfer out, swap, and wash, as you can see here in this diagram. And the Bitmart CEO Sheldon later confirmed the hack over Twitter as a large-scale security breach on ETH and BSC hot wallets, as he shares here. At this moment, we are still concluding the possible methods used. The hackers were able to withdraw assets at the value of approximately USD $150 million. And he updated us here. At this moment, we are temporarily suspending withdrawals until further notice. We beg for your kind understanding and patience in this situation. Thank you very much. And before I break down our next story of the day and we discuss the 2021 Bitcoin and crypto highlights of this year, and I share with you five crypto predictions for 2022 published by Van Eck, as well as we discuss if Bitcoin can rise tenfold from here, hitting a target of $560,000. And I share with you this fractal, which suggests a $320,000 Bitcoin price by May 2022. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting above $2.3 trillion with $132 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin Bitcoin dominance is 40.2%, with the Ether dominance as high as I've ever seen it at 21.5%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Terra/Luna leading the pack, up a whopping 44% for the day, trading at $76.20. Gala up almost 33%, trading at about 54 cents. And Decentraland/Mana up almost 22%, trading at $3.83. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated an 18 in extreme fear. Yesterday was a 25, last week a 27, and last month a 73 in greed. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. I'm going to start with the 2021 highlights of the year. We have fintech and traditional payments embracing blockchain and co-op crypto solutions. Number two, we have blockchain transactions usage and smart contract adoption exploding, reaching $3.5 trillion in volume on Ethereum. As you can see here, the explosive growth in 2021 on the Ethereum blockchain, total value of transactions on the Ethereum network. As you can see here in this chart, we're up almost 5x compared to last year as the Ethereum volume continues to go parabolic. Now for the next highlight of the year, Bitcoin begins to realize its full potential as a fiat currency disruptor, especially for emerging market countries. That's right, such as El Salvador, the first country in the world to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender and move to a Bitcoin standard, as well as launching a speculative attack on the US dollar and going to war with the IMF/World Bank. Now for the next major highlight of the year, China's mining crackdown shifts global mining market share to favor US miners. Now for the fifth major highlight of this year, crypto IPOs highlight the massive growth of digital asset businesses, while the market cap of crypto enablers encroaches on more established industries. That's right, numbers don't lie. As you can see in this chart, crypto enablers approach gold miners' market cap. And as we all know, once the Bitcoin market cap flips that of gold sitting at around $10 trillion, we could expect a $500,000 plus Bitcoin price. And now for some 2022 crypto predictions. Number one, in 2022, even more crypto intensive businesses will go public. And as you can see here, digital asset companies at the forefront of the digital transformation. We got payment gateways, hardware, crypto miners, exchanges, crypto holding and trading, software and value added services, and banking and asset management. Now for the next major prediction of 2022, NFTs hit mainstream culture with millions of users, and the next major use cases to emerge with sports ticketing, loyalty points, and esports. That's right, NFTs had a major breakout year this year, but we believe the best is yet to come. Now for the third major prediction for 2022, ETH undergoes major software upgrade that moves it away from energy intensive mining and increases network capacity. This is very important as the ETH gas fees right now are ridiculous. The other day I went to send like $3,000 and it was over $900 in a gas fee. So we need these scaling solutions to finally roll out and take place. Now for the fourth major prediction for 2022, Bitcoin continues to mature in terms of broader institutional ownership and adoption as another emerging market country may declare Bitcoin as legal tender, aka El Salvador 2.0. That's right. Which country do you feel is likely to follow suit? Let me know in the comments below. Now for the fifth and final major crypto prediction for 2022, ESG capital investors find BTC as an accelerant of green energy adoption and financial inclusion. Unfortunately, misguided and ill-informed ESG concerns continue to plague the crypto industry, specifically concerns surrounding the energy usage required to mine Bitcoin, which we all know is nothing more than FUD. That's why I love what Nayib Bukele is doing in El Salvador using the geothermal clean energy. I think this trend will continue as well. And before I break down our final story of the day and we discuss if the Bitcoin price can rise tenfold, hitting a target of $560,000, as well as I share with you this fractal, which suggests a $320,000 Bitcoin price by May 2022. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 990 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 100,000 subs. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Bitcoin price has skyrocketed more than 7,200% over the past 5 years, easily outperforming traditional assets and silencing the critics who claim the crypto's gains were unsustainable. Take that, Peter Schiff. In this year alone, Bitcoin's price has nearly doubled, even as China's crackdown on cryptocurrency trades throttled its gains. Now, some investors might think that the Bitcoin price will gradually stabilize at these levels, but more bullish investors, including ARK Invest, Kathy Wood, shout out to Kathy Wood, anticipate even bigger multi-bagger gains. Wood recently claimed that Bitcoin's price can still soar to $560,000 by 2026. Now, is that target too optimistic? No. Personally, I predict a $1 million Bitcoin price by the year 2025. So $560,000 by 2026 is a very doable possibility. Now, why Bitcoin might soar to $560,000, as Kathy Wood suggests, Bitcoin's earlier gains were mostly driven by younger retail investors. But after the pandemic struck in early 2020, a larger number of institutional investors started to buy Bitcoin, according to Philip Gradwell, chief economist at the blockchain data platform Chainalysis. Those institutional purchases boosted Bitcoin's price and drew even more retail investors to the king of all crypto, which turned the cryptocurrency into one of the best investments throughout the entire pandemic. Now, Kathy Wood believes that if all institutional investors allocated just 5% of their portfolios into Bitcoin, the Bitcoin price could hit $560,000 in 5 years. You do the math. What happens if they allocate 10% of their portfolios? Then we're talking about $1 million Bitcoin price. But other catalysts are also on the horizon. Higher inflation or a recession could trigger more investors to buy Bitcoin, along with gold and other precious metals, as safe haven investments. Now, countries that are struggling with inflation could follow El Salvador's lead and start accepting Bitcoin as an official currency. And as Bitcoin is accepted as a legal tender in more countries, large banks, credit card providers, and digital payment platforms will need to accept the cryptocurrency along with other fiat currencies. That cycle could drive more businesses to accept Bitcoin and convince more consumers to buy Bitcoin. The expansion of the metaverse, which could blur the lines between the physical and digital worlds, could also accelerate that process. Bitcoin could also benefit from the potential collapse of ish coins, such as speculative cryptos like Shiba. Those investors could pivot towards Bitcoin instead, and the subsequent market consolidation could stabilize its gains and reinforce its position as the world's top cryptocurrency. What are your thoughts surrounding this $560,000 Bitcoin price prediction by Kathy Wood by the year 2026? Do you feel this is likely to happen or unlikely? Drop me a comment right down below. Now let's share this fractal, which suggests a $320,000 Bitcoin price by May 2022, as shared by the Bitcoin Archive. This fractal from March 2020 lines up with so many indicators showing a complete reset of the market. Are we ready for the pump? Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments right down below. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. One more Bitcoin price dip. Bitcoin may fall again before a slow grind up, warns analysts. Also in today's show, I shared breaking news. BitMart hacked for $200 million following an Ethereum and Binance smart chain exploit. Also in today's show, we discussed the 2021 Bitcoin and crypto highlights of the year. And I also shared with you five crypto predictions for 2022 published by Van Eck. And we also discussed the likelihood of the Bitcoin price rising tenfold, hitting $560,000 per BTC, as well as this fractal I shared, which suggests a $320,000 Bitcoin price by May 2022. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Plastic Head wrote, "My first month into crypto, and I'm sure seeing and learning a lot with all this action. Your channel has been great with helping me understand more of the things I'm seeing and not getting worked up about the 40% correction. Keep up the great work. It's really helpful and informative. Your energy is a huge boost too. Welcome to Crypto Fam, and thanks so much for tuning in. HODL and keep stacking them sats. Moon time is right around the corner." Our next featured comment comes from James Astro, who wrote, "Crypto missed it by a week, but basically it's Black Friday deals across the board. Right now, everything's on sale. BTFD, great content as always. JV, stay safe out there, bro. You got it, fam. BTFD all freaking day." And our third and final feature comment comes from Pokemon, who wrote, "Hi, JV. Enjoyed your show today. Oh my God, I did not see this coming. I don't think anyone did. We have been here before, and in no doubt it will happen again. Any weak hands will have been wiped out. $2.5 billion. I thought I bought the dip at 53,000 and it went to 42,000, and I'm still happy with the deal. New all-time highs on the horizon. Buy the dip and HODL. Any newbies, take a deep breath. This is temporary. Don't panic. You only lose if you sell. Take care. God bless you and yours. I appreciate the sage advice. And yes, indeed, smart money is all over buying this dip. Follow Saylor and Bukele. You will not be disappointed. BTFD, HODL gang. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC. And let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.